The call came as my husband and I were dressing to go to a Christmas party. I listened, confused at first, to the Forest Service employee on the phone. "There's a sheep in the basement of a house in Sun Valley," he rushed to conclude. "A house on the fairways," he added hesitantly, knowing this address raised the prospect that any damage could be expensive. I put my husband on the phone. The homeowners had moved back to their house for the holidays to discover the animal had jumped through the closed basement window. They didn't know how long it had been there. "I don't think it's our sheep," I heard my husband say, knowing the area, "but I'll see what I can do." On the short drive from our winter apartment to the house, I tried to picture what had been described as the basement. Fingers crossed that it might be one of those concrete-floored, unfinished places with storage boxes shoved into dark corners. But as we drove up to the imposing house, my heart sank. I knew immediately nothing would be unfinished here, not even a basement. The owners opened the door, and we recognized the couple immediately. They greeted us, trying to subdue their anxiety, but as we followed them through their tiled foyer and tiptoed down the white-carpeted stairs leading to the basement, I knew the worst. The animal was behind the closed door at the bottom. We entered the room where I took in the rose-colored walls and mauve floral bedspread covering the huge log-framed bed elevated high off the floor. Next to it was a matching armchair and ottoman. Beyond, the jagged shards of glass around the broken window framed the night sky. Then we came face to face with a very large ewe who wore the same confused expression I had already seen too many times this night. On the floor, our friends had laid out a newspaper page like a placemat and placed a mound of granola in the middle, 3 lettuce leaves and a carrot. Next to these was a plastic bucket of water. Clearly, the concerned hosts were doing what they could against impossible odds. Beyond the feeding ground, the very white carpet was a dreadful sight, covered with the small brown pellets of sheep droppings. Here and there were spots of dried blood from the gashes in the ewe's leg. I tried to console myself as I scanned the room that at least she had not gotten onto the bed, kicked holes in the walls, or rammed the antique wooden bureau, knocking the ceramic pieces onto the floor. It was about this time I was willing to agree with my husband. This could not be our sheep. No, sir, our sheep would never do this. The couple told us about bear and cougar in the area, and we speculated that indeed something must have frightened the ewe and caused her to jump through the glass. About that time, and much to my relief, 2 men arrived who had been summoned to pull up the carpet. They would be far more useful to my husband than I. Quickly, the 3 of them harnessed the sheep, walked her up the white-carpeted stairs, and lifted her into the back of our pickup. I noted the relief on the face of our friends as we pulled away, and I tried to imagine the shock of coming face to face with such a huge animal indoors. But then I cheered. After all, I thought, what better occasion to entertain sheep than Christmas? That is, if you're going to entertain them at all.